This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Oh, break the glass. We got a baseball trade. You just said it was quiet, Tiki. You liar.
Damn it. We were trying to get it before Evan's.
Go!
All right, Pete Alonso's done here, folks.
No, it's not.
This,
don't
according
do that.
To Ken Rosenthal.
Don't do that.
Are you serious?
I don't know about Pete Alonso.
Okay, he's coming back.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Jeff Passan.
Son of a bitch!
Jeff Passan reporting Cody Bellinger has been traded from the Cubs to the New York Yankees.
Nice.
Bellinger, former MVP.
I mean, that was obvious that it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when.
Yeah, we don't get what they gave up here.
Well, we do have what they gave up. Oh. It's Cody Petit. Cody Petit, who I know you like, and actually is a decent arm.
Yeah.
Decent swing arm, but Cody Petit's going back to Chicago. The Cubs are sending money. And that was the holdup over the last 5 days.
Interesting.
Tiki literally just said.
All right.
It's boring
but
now.
But you know what? This one doesn't count.
This was inevitable.
It was inevitable. You just get, we're just having this back and forth with it. You know what? We're going to move on to other first base options.
Right.
That's what you got from the Yankees today. Like, wait, hold on. All right. We'll just take money. All right.
Well,
that's good.
This was the deal. We talked about this late last week.
We knew this was going to happen.
This was inevitable. Yeah. It was inevitable because it was all about money.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Cubs obviously just traded for Kyle Tucker. They're also in the market for a first baseman. They may go after Pete Alonso. And they were moving on from Cody Bellinger. He opted in to year two of his contract, which is for $27 million. He also has an opt-in on year three.
Yeah, which is a steal if you get it while you get it.
A steal in what regard?
For him.
Oh, for Cody. Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Absolutely. By the way, did you cut the audio I suggested earlier? I said to Loogie, I know he didn't, it's okay. An hour ago, I said, hey, let's find audio of the WWE crowds chanting Cody.
Oh, yeah.
So if Cody Bellinger gets traded, we could just start playing it. Little did we know the trade would happen in an hour. So, Sean, can you do that now? Thanks.
Yeah, sure. And by trading Petit, the Yankees give up something small. So,
because Petit.
Wow.
But Bellinger's due to make 20.
They also got $5 million in cash.
Okay, so that's the number. So Cody Bellinger is due to make $27 million this year. He opted into the deal. He has an opt-in for next year, but it all depends on what kind of year he has. Like, if Cody Bellinger comes back to his MVP form of, let's say, 5 years ago, not likely, but you never know, when he was one of the better players in baseball back in 2019, then he's opting out. Right? It's pretty logical. He's still relatively young, and so that money goes away. If he has the year he had last year, which was a respectably solid season, he opts in at $25 million. So the Cubs, you're saying, are kicking in $5 million.
Yeah.
I assume that's for this year. So now Bellinger is making about $22.5 million that the Yankees have to pay.
Yes.
Which is a little bit of an overpay, but still, it's not a long-term contract. It's only this year and potentially next year.
He's 29, so you don't know if he gets right back to where he was.
Well, I guess my question to you would be is, what is where he was? Because Cody Bellinger is an interesting piece in that he's had very different years in his career. So, for example...
So, you don't really know what he is.
Well, the best of Cody Bellinger was the 2019 National League MVP. He hit 47 home runs.
Jeez.
Hit 305 with a 1,035 OPS. That's not who he is because he followed that up. I don't even want to count 2020, so I'll use 2021.
Yeah.
By hitting 165 with 10 home runs, a negative war, and a 542 OPS.
How many games?
95 games. He followed that up in 2022 by hitting 210 with 19 home runs and a 654 OPS, and he ended up getting benched. He then goes to Chicago, where in 2023, he hit 307 with 26 home runs and an 880 OPS. Not quite the MVP, but certainly a hell of a player.
Right.
And then last year was really in the middle. He hit 266. He hit 18 home runs. He hit a 750 OPS. Not all-star worthy,
yeah,
but certainly not the MVP, but also not the guy who fell off a cliff
right
in 21 and 22. So when you say Cody Bellinger gets back to what he was, I'm kind of thinking more 23 than 2019.
Right. Well, forget the peaks. Forget the edges of this, because you could call them outliers, right? From his MVP season where he was ridiculous to his, what did he hit, 165 in 2021? So forget those. Toss those out. So it sounds like he's probably 270 hitter, right? Maybe mid to high 20 home runs. This is what the best you can expect from him. Mid to high 20 home runs and an OPS around 800, 810. Something like that.
Right.
If you get that, then that's probably a good season for Cody Bellinger.
Yes.
And this is his year 29 season coming up. And you don't, if he can do that consistently, it's a good signing.
I agree. I think if he puts up what he put up last year, he's still a nice, solid player. His K rate has gone down over the years. Now, the other thing to keep in mind about Bellinger, and this is the beauty of Cody Bellinger when I laid him out as a plan B option. Remember that? My plan B is coming together right now, guys.
It is. It is.
Was that he
Except kept... we didn't have Fried.
Right. That was my plan B part two. Yes, you're right. Cody Bellinger can be the Yankees' first baseman. He could also be the center fielder. That's the beauty of him. He doesn't have to be the first baseman. And I would think that based on where this offseason goes, that's going to determine that.
Well, who else are you putting in first?
Christian Walker? Pete Alonso?
You mean go get another, so you're not done getting potential first base?
The Yankees are definitely not done. They needed to add three bats after they lost Juan Soto, so this is bat number one. But the beauty of Bellinger is because of his great versatility of being able to play first base and center field, the offseason will help dictate the next piece you get.
He can potentially mitigate the Martian if he doesn't come around.
I want to make this clear. I don't believe the report, but it's Bob Nightingale, so I have to tell you this.
A report on what regard?
Around Bellinger. That Bellinger has been told by the Yankees he will be their center fielder.
That's interesting. It's possible. I don't know. See, what I would think
is... So that means that they're going big game hunting for a first baseman?
Or not even big game hunting. They could go Carlos Santana hunting or Paul Goldschmidt hunting. Or they could go big game hunting, Christian Walker, Pete Alonso. I would think that Brian Cashman... I'm not saying Bob's making that up, but I would think that his approach to Cody would be, we'll let you know. Let's see where this offseason goes. If Anthony Santander falls in our arms, you may be our first baseman.
Right.
But if a first baseman falls in our arm, you may be our center fielder.
But what does he always also say? I bring in the players. That's Aaron Boone's job.
Right, but he's still bringing in the players. So depending on the players he brings in.
So my point is, why would Brian Cashman tell Cody Bellinger, who then somehow gets it leaked to Bob Nightingale, that you're playing center field when he can do either, when Brian Cashman will say that's Aaron Boone's job?
Well, that's because that's what he tells us publicly. It doesn't mean that's not what he's telling and Aaron Boone.
That's what I'm saying. So why would he tell somebody else that privately?
I don't believe it fully because I think that this offseason still has the flexibility for Cody to either be the center fielder or the first baseman.
And I have one more Tiki rabbit hole. Is this the first Cody for Cody trade in MLB history?
Well, that's right. Cody Petit. So it's Cody for Cody.
I have a better rabbit hole for Tiki. Do we want to address the elephant in the room?
Go ahead.
Why things are going to be awkward in the clubhouse for the Yankees? Cody Bellinger's, and look, it's their personal life, but it's out there. Cody Bellinger's wife dated Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, that's not true.
Hold on a second. Cody Bellinger's wife dated Giancarlo Stanton?
Uh-huh.
Like while they were married?
No. It's his ex-girlfriend.
Wait a second.
So She's an SI supermodel.
So Giancarlo and Cody dated the same girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cody obviously married her.
Correct. Now, I'm sure this happens a lot. Tiki, former athlete, could speak to this more, that this happens a lot more than we know about.
Did you know about that? I had no idea.
Oh, I knew about this for a while.
That was your first reaction to the Bellinger signing?
Of course. Now, I don't think it's like, oh my God, the Yankees are going to be torn apart. But at bare minimum, we're all guys here. It's awkward. Bare minimum.
Not really.
I don't
think so.
When you have Stanton walking around with the 24-inch pythons, you're not thinking about that. Come on.
Well, that's not the python you're worried about.
Glad Tiki said it.
So am I. I'm just throwing it out there. That would be awkward, at least for me. If I found out my wife dated Evan Roberts, I'd be like, first of all, what the heck?
2018 Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Mm-hmm.
modeled for Victoria's Secret, with pink. Some awesome polo.
Are you checking her out, or are you just reading her?
I have not actually looked at a picture of her.
Okay. I'm looking at the text
descriptions of her.
Sure. Right?
And she has two children, born in 2021 and 2023, with Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, it's over now, man. They got kids. They're married.
I'm just saying, in the back of your mind, it's just it would be awkward. That's all.
After looking at her, enjoy Juan Soto. She could come to every Yankee game.
Okay, I'm glad that's your new bar.
Also, no.
Cody's got a hot wife. I'm good.
Also, Cody's home. His dad, a World Series champion. Of course. Yankee.
Clay,
of course.
Right?
You got the Bellinger connection. I do think, though, the Yankees are in a great spot to now just go wherever they want to go. If the Christian Walker contract's reasonable, bring him in. He's your center fielder. He's a very good defensive center fielder. If an outfielder falls into your lap, and I don't think it will necessarily, like if I had to guess right now, I think Bob Nightingale's report is probably going to be right, mm-hmm. that he'll end up being the center fielder, because I think there are more first base options than outfield options.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be right, but I think if you're a Cashman, you could kind of let this offseason play out a little bit, but it's a good move. And you know where? Here's where else I'll compliment the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees had a choice in negotiating this trade. Choice number one was pick up as much money as possible. And the more money the Cubs pick up, the better prospect the Yankees would have to send over. The more money the Yankees pick up, the worser prospect, if that's the right word.
The lesser.
Cody Petit, nice player, could have been a factor on this team, is not a huge prospect. So the Yankees only taking back the $5 million actually lessened what they had to give up. Mm-hmm. And I think that is certainly a positive. I mean, remember this about Cody Petit. He's 30 years old. Yeah. He's not a kid.
No.
They literally traded
him. He's not really even a prospect then.
No, he's not. Right. I take that back. He's not. He's just a guy that was on their team last year and pitched reasonably well when he was out there and could have been a swing guy for this team. Like, that was what his role was going to be. Like, oh, you know, Cody Petit's the long reliever. Now he's making a start. And I'm not saying those guys aren't valuable, but you turned it into a nice player. Even if Bellinger repeats his numbers from a year ago, which we went through, is pretty average, it's not horrible. It's not unplayable the way it was in 21 and 22. And I think if he repeats that, especially with the strikeout numbers going down and Yankee Stadium, maybe the pop he has with the porch and right, it's a great it's a very good addition.
Maybe he had long COVID and just having some after effects.
Jeez,
he finally got over it, had a 307 season, then he had 267, 665, whatever it was last year. So he's good.
Yeah. All right, whatever you say. You like this move, Sean? You happy as a Yankee fan?
I am. We're halfway there. I still need two more bats, and then
make an acquisition that's not 32 years old.
And not long-term detrimental with him on the contract. So I am very, very much pleased with this kind of move.
That's the great part about it. You're not wrapping yourself up long-term. Like even Devin Williams. So think about what the Yankees have done now since losing Juan Soto.
Or a guy past his prime.
Right. Guy who's like Nolan Arenado.
And I know that we've had this argument. I got a guy that wants to stick it to the Dodgers, too. So if and when we shall meet again, let's go.
That's a little bit of a reach, but okay.
Former Dodger, they dumped him on his ass. They won a World Series. No.
The guy he really wants to stick it to is the Astros. Think about what Cody has said about the Astros in the past. You better be careful if you get Bregman or Correa. That would be the that's a bigger problem than Giancarlo. Because I think they've accepted. You know what? She slept with Giancarlo. It happened.
They at least have to have a chat. I think they have
to
kind of
don't.
Yeah, you. It's
how long ago was this?
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying
7 years ago.
Tiki, you've been in locker rooms. You know how guys are.
Seven years, not like three.
Don't you think the other players are going to go? You know what happened? Isn't it to kind of clear the awkwardness? They need to do something and have a joke about.
Isn't it common to be Eskimo brothers when you're in a locker room?
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate term?
I mean, I was in a fraternity, so we had
7 years ago. She was 21 years old. Like, what are you even talking about?
No, I'm just saying, maybe just to clear the air. That way everybody has a chuckle and a laugh about it. And
what's
they move
the
on.
Air to clear? We hooked up. She's married to you.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm hooking up with somebody
and
else.
And we're
now.
Cool because I think Stan has a girlfriend. Everybody's cool. We've all moved on. Then you become the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Tiki knows that deal.
Would you agree,
don't want that going on.
Would you agree, Tiki, that Lugie has no idea what he's talking about and there's never even a conversation about this?
Yeah, I don't worry about who my wife was with before me.
There you go. See? There you go. Yeah, I'm with you too. I try to pretend she was with nobody.
I just think that's
what I tell myself.
I'm just saying I could see this Twitter.
This one though
us.
Is publicly obvious.
No, I know, but you still can pretend to yourself.
It's public. We're not saying anything that wasn't public.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying as a guy, what I would do is very similar to Tiki. Yeah. I would just Like, I pretend right now. My wife has never, she never looked at a man before we were together.
Yeah, but you know the deal there. You've lied about your numbers to your wife.
We never talked about it. See,
but
that's
if
the
you
beauty.
Did, you would lie about your numbers.
No, no,
guys
no.
Guys always lie. They round up, girls round up.
First of all, I would never lie, but we would never have that conversation. Because that's an inappropriate conversation to have with a person that you're with.
Yeah.
But you just don't have that conversation.
You have children now.
Yeah.
This is where Tommy might be right. If you think about it this way, everybody in that Yankee locker room and Cody Bellinger's wife have seen Big G. Bellinger has not.